The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes podcast.
So, this is the podcast. Welcome, I'm producer Dave.
Hi,
that's Matt.
John has let us down again, hasn't he? Really,
he's not here again. Looks like he might be late.
Maybe his phone's run out of power again.
Yeah. Which wouldn't be the first time that's happened this week, would it?
He forgot to set his podcast intro alarm.
Yeah.
Sorry, we all have ours.
Here he is. What were you saying then?
Sorry, we're used to it. Come on then.
What were you saying?
Just wondering where you were, that was all. Just wondering.
My phone ran out of power.
Did it?
Yeah, it's all right. We haven't started recording yet, so this won't go out or anything.
Shall I just start now?
Yeah, start now. Go for it.
Okay, come on. I'm not ready yet. Ready now.
Do your normal vocal warm-ups.
Oh yeah, yeah.
We'll start recording in a second.
All right, I'll just do it. La 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 la.
Verbal.
Every day.
Ready now.
Okay, let's start recording. Good.
And we're off.
You're tight and bright. Remember, tight and bright.
Chris, playing record day. Right. It's the XFM Breakfast Podcast.
Hi, John.
Hi, Matt. Hi, how are you?
Yeah, I'm great.
This is great, isn't it? Being here, it's great. Hi, Dave.
Hi, John.
How are you?
Yeah, good.
You
thanks.
Look fresh.
Thanks. I feel
you're
fresh.
Feel
fresh.
Alex, you look like shit. What are you doing?
Alex is our intern, by the way.
It's Alex who puts this podcast together.
Yeah.
So if there's anything weird at the front of it, he's the one I'm going for.
That's why he looks like shit, because he's got to listen through all of this every single week. I'd look like shit.
Yeah, if you took any notes of the show whatsoever at any point, Dave, yeah, we'd all look like Alex. How are you doing, Alex?
Yeah, thanks.
Have you learnt a lot being working on this? I don't know what it is. It's a sort of. It's some sort of breakfast program, but it's not really like one.
Well, you think after almost 3 months, I would have. I just get abused, to be honest.
Yeah, a bit. Yeah.
I've grown thicker skin. Basically, that's all that I've.
Well, you've just caught psoriasis of Ian Canfield. That's all that's happened there. You can't. That's all that's happened. That's all that's happened there. It's literally thicker skin. But Matt has a poultice.
Yeah,
because Matt obviously goes on to Ian Canfield's show as well and does the news on the music news. Matt, part of Ian Canfield's rider that he has is that Matt has to rub lotion into his back, don't you, Matt?
What's he got?
Poultice. It's a poultice.
It's like a sort of cream.
Poultice. Yeah. Okay. You make yourself. Matt makes it out of liquid and mix it up himself, and he has to rub it into Canfield.
It just sort of calms down the tenderness.
Yeah.
on his neck.
It does. And Ian Canfield. It does. And Ian Canfield keeps Matt in a disused well in his basement, and he has to drop the drops a bucket in. Put the lotion on the skin. Yeah. Or she gets the hose again. That's what happens, isn't it? Like out of Silence of the Lambs.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah. Bit of insight into Ian and Matt's little personal arrangement there. Think we find. What an interesting introduction to a podcast this is.
What's in the podcast, though?
We've got Will and Jaden Smith, Miles Kane.
Oh, yeah, Miles Kane. Yeah, I've heard of him. He came in and did some talking, didn't he? He spoke bacon, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. He did. Yeah. And Matt shares his experience at the Glamour Awards.
Matt was at the Glamour Awards on the red carpet. In a frock.
And shorts.
Yeah, you're weird. Yeah. we get to hear all about that, don't we?
Anything else? You go missing.
We don't. We said we wouldn't mention that again ever.
We'll take that bit out.
It's like thing with vocal warm ups. I don't want anyone to know that I do that.
No, sure. You don't want anyone to know that you were late.
No, God, no. Let's just
cool.
So cut that bit out, obviously.
Okay.
Okay. Here's the podcast.
Well, this is odd.
Yeah.
Normally on the Jager bombs by now.
Yeah, your weekend's supposed to have started, Rich. It's 6:15.
So, does someone want to explain what's going on?
Producer Dave, come on.
Well, I waited till 5:30, champs, and still no sign of John. He's usually quite good at getting in quite early because, we prep the show, have a chat about what we'll do on the show. Then I got to 5:35, dropped him a text. It got delivered, it went through, but it didn't get read, judging on my phone. And then I called him a few times and he wasn't picking up, so we're none the wise really as to where John Holmes is. I've even been trying random hotels.
I've been just
cold calling hotels around Leicester Square in the hope that there might be a John Holmes.
Maybe we should just go into Leicester Square with a loud speaker or something and say, John, are you in any of the hotels in this area? Someone, James Waters, has tweeted in asking, has Cheryl Cole beaten John Holmes in a toilet? Is that why he's not come in? Not that she would, of course.
No, obviously.
So as and when we have more news on this, we will keep you abreast of the situation, listeners. But no, Ian Canfield will be in the next 30 minutes, hopefully.
Ian Canfield's on his way.
Yeah. It's a good job Canfield wakes up early, isn't it?
Yeah. He wasn't awake when I called him.
Oh, really?
Oh, no.
Ooh, I can just imagine his mood.
So good morning. It is XFM breakfast. It's just gone 6 o'clock. This is our first link of the programme. Good morning. I'm John Holmes. Morning, Matt. How are you?
I'm all right, thanks. All right. Yeah, not bad.
Good. Yeah, good. Yeah.
Good start, John. Yeah. Strong start.
Yeah, he's on the wrong microphone.
I'm not on the right microphone. This is the one I always.
Why is it channeled to the? Anyway,
someone switched channels. That's right. Not my problem.
Not mine either, Matt. I'm up and about all across it.
You're an hour and 10 minutes late, John.
Shut your face.
What the hell is going
okay?
On?
Who the hell amongst us can say they've never been late for work? Who can say that?
Not this late.
No one can say.
This is near the end of your day, John. At the beginning, for God's sake.
This look right. I'm apologising to both of you. Obviously, I apologise. I apologise to Rich for making him hang about. I apologise to you, the listener.
Rich delayed the start of his weekend because of you.
Oh, don't make me feel worse. Also, I like the tweet that just went headline hijack, rating spike at XFM.
Very good.
Thanks very much. Thanks very much for that. Yeah.
So, run us through the story again, John. You bolt upright at 6:22 in the morning. Is that right? When the
6:22
phone
6:22 is the specific
6:22. That's like when I saw the clock. Because my phone. You know when you've got a phone, right?
Yeah.
You've got a phone.
I've got a phone. Yeah.
You know, and it's mostly good at being everything other than a phone. That's the gist of an iPhone, right? And the problem was that I plugged it in because the battery lasts 10 minutes now.
Yeah. And I all of a sudden the battery doesn't last very long. You've got a point there.
Thank you.
That's
already
a very good point.
That is a good point. The battery suddenly, like with the last update or whatever.
Yeah, I know. They've ruined it for
yeah,
everyone.
Yeah, I'm using my phone. Oh, phone's dead.
Oh, it's dead, yeah.
Oh, but I've only unplugged it 10 minutes. What?
Yeah.
That happens. So I plugged it in, because you do, don't you? Set the alarm. Yeah, great. Plugged it in. Didn't press the plug on switch.
Yeah.
Here's another annoying thing that I find annoying. Hotels do not put plugs near beds.
Yeah.
Right, the plug is always on the other side of the...
True. There should be one.
Drives me up the wall.
Well, right? That makes no real difference to this story, does it? As to where.
No,
the
but it's a point.
Is.
It's a point, isn't it? It's a point. Because then you have to. Anyway, so yeah, you're right, Eric. So I didn't press the on switch on the plug. That was all. And so it just went dead in the middle of the night. Didn't wake me up.
Okay, then. So riddle me this, John.
Riddle gone.
I was calling you from 5:30, and you're absolutely right. It was going straight through to answer phone. But then, at around 5:45, the phone started to ring.
What?
And it was actually ringing out.
Well, I can't riddle you that, though, because I don't know why. Really?
Yeah, genuinely.
Well, that is weird. So when I switched it on,
yeah,
you know, obviously, they were like, oh, lots of missed calls from Dave.
But some of them were ringing out, so that was...
All right, I don't know. I genuinely can't explain that.
Okay.
You know, I wasn't out. I know what you think. You're looking at me. I know you think I was out at the strip bars with Dave Berry all night, but I wasn't.
A lot of people have suggested that, yeah.
Well, including Dave Berry, presumably.
Yeah.
Why didn't he wake me? I mean, he could have just nudged me, couldn't he? And then it'd have been fine. The idiot. No, I don't know, Dave. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know about phone
cable. Well, you're here now.
I'm here now, and I imagine most people want Rich Waters to stay, but it doesn't matter because we're here. What are we doing today?
Ian Canfield was up and out of bed, ready to come in. You got some apologising to do to Ian Canfield.
Canfield doesn't sleep, does he? We know that. He doesn't need sleep. He's not human. He doesn't need sleep. He's like a vampire creature. Doesn't need sleep. He's just at home bathing in the blood of virgins or something.
Is
That's
he?
All he does.
Right.
Just keep looking young. Yeah, him and Lemmy.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast. XFM. On air. Online. And on your mobile. XFM. Weather.
Nah, that's got the weather.
Not a cloud in the sky again.
Not a cloud in the sky. Hang on a minute. Look at. I can see one now. What's that between the two buildings? We're in Leicester Square here.
It's haze.
What do you mean it's haze? It's a cloud. Look.
It's a very fluffy cloud. I mean,
start
I think you've got to give Matt
again.
That one.
Start the weather again.
Honestly, I mean, you just... You
Some
know.
People.
Well, you know, I can't... It's inaccurate. The first words out of your mouth are inaccurate.
Start the weather again then. XFM
weather. Matt's got the weather.
One cloud in the sky today. Apart from that, it's sunny with blue skies, a high of 22.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast. XFM.
So good morning then, if you just joined us. It's 10 past 7. I'm John Holmes. It is XFM Breakfast. And where were you in the first... Where were you between 6 and 7? We were here. And just an idle thing that came our way that we're going to suggest this morning. What we're going to be looking for this morning is we want to invent new swear words from really kind of a map of London, I think, on London's XFM. This came about because I've always thought that the phrase, the place, Epping Forest, just to me sounds like an expletive. As in, then shut your Epping Forest! Just always to me, whenever I hear it, it just sounds, I can't hear anything else other than I can only hear it shouted like that, really. So we were sort of talking about that very idly, and then thought, we could do this properly. Do this properly now. So 83936 for your suggestions, please. It's expletives out of place names around London. That's the gist. It's not insults, it's just using them as expletives. You got an example there, Matt? What might you shout in anger, just as a...
Get out of the middle lane, you crazy horn church.
You can maybe even put it into context. So, tooting Beck of Leslie Einhorn.
Exactly that. It's exactly that. But sometimes if I bang my thumb with a hammer, you just go, oh, cockfosters, is what you want to shout there, isn't it, if you do that?
Yeah, it's an absolute collier's wood.
Oh, for Penge's sake.
For Penge's sake.
For Penge's sake. Honestly, you're nothing more than a Kensal Rise. So, place names as expletives this morning, please. 83936. @XFM on Twitter. Like place name swearing, I think. Place name swearing.
Alan Croxley's piped up already.
You're good. Hello, Al.
Don't be such an old Kent Road.
Cassie in South London. Oh, shut your whopping mouth. Got to be careful with some of these. Just looking down some of the text now, I'm going, not that one. Can't put that one.
Barking hell, you really do.
Oh, come on, John. You're such a Bloomsbury Square. I can't take credit. That's John and Mick. They texted that in. That wasn't mine.
Good work. I know John and Mick, and they're a right pair of Putney Bridges.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast. Yes. XFM.
Well, it can only be time for this morning's showbiz toss-up. All of the celebrity news tepid off the presses. It's not even tepid, is it? It's especially the temperature of canned spam. I think that's probably... Which is sort of clammy, isn't it? Sort of a warm clamminess of... So that's it. So it's warm, clammy off the presses this morning. From the chaff news desk that Matt sits at. In his shorts this morning, I noticed.
Day of summer.
That's lovely, Matt. Because you've got an insight into the weather, haven't you? You've got the weather's ear.
My finger's on the weather pulse.
Yeah, you've...
I think you're narrowest.
Not just your finger from where I'm sitting now, either, with those shorts, I have to say.
Because it's June. It's June now, and I think it's time to... Start wearing shorts.
Yeah, it's not every man that can carry off a tight pair of cycling shorts at this time in the morning.
Call me crazy, but it's just very comfortable. They provide a lot of support.
Not for us in here, I have to say.
Leaves little to the imagination.
They provide a lot of support.
Well, yes, they clearly do. What's in the showbiz toss-up this morning then? Well, what have you got? What's
the Sugar Babes? The original Sugar Babes are back.
Oh yeah.
Mutya, Keisha and Siobhan.
Right.
Remember the other Sugar Babes? They still exist, but they can keep hold of the name.
No, I don't understand.
The original Sugar Babes.
So there were two Sugar Babes?
They was in the initial lineup, which is these three, and then variously over the years, like, people fell out with each other,
right,
left, and were replaced by new people. And then eventually, the Sugar Babes were completely three new women.
Right.
That weren't in the original band.
So there were two bands. It was in... Right. Yeah. Which one was Dave Berry in? Which one?
He was in the original Sugar Babes.
He was in the original Sugar Babes, right. I just went out very
quickly. He was a groupie in the original
Sugar Babes. That's what I thought. I'm a bit confused about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Mutya, though. Because I always think when I hear that name, that's not a name, is it? That's like the dog in Dastardly and Muttley name. That's like, isn't it? You know the one with the Catch the Pigeon?
Yeah.
That it used to be Stop the Pigeon, isn't it? And Wacky Races. You remember that?
Yeah.
But I can't think of, whenever I hear that, that's all I hear.
Yeah.
Is the, you know, the dog from Wacky Races. Yeah. That's
well,
all
apparently
I...
there is going to be a rap on the new single by Dick Dastardly. So,
well, that would make
that's
sense.
That's a nice link.
They're just going to do a cover of Stop the Pigeon.
That'll be good. A good move, wouldn't it?
But Mutya is it's such an odd name. You know, it's like. Mm.
Yeah, it's an odd name. Jerry Halliwell's revealed that she once tried to sleep with George Michael, the former Spice Girl. Was determined to bed the Careless Whisper star.
Right.
Having fantasised about marrying him.
Yeah.
But she misread the signs when the pair finally came face to face. She said, "I'm totally off. My gaydar is useless."
Okay. Right. So, do we know when this happened? I mean, was this like after he was out and stuff? Or was this...
I think she must have been in the Spice Girls then at the time. So, yeah, he was out. He's been out for years.
Yeah, of course he has, yeah.
She needs to just keep up with the
she needs to be listening to the showbiz gossip, doesn't she? Yeah.
I mean, we broke that back in, what, early 1990s?
Yeah. like almost 20 years before I started on the show, I'm breaking our news here.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, okay. Weird, so is she totally off? Is that what tends to happen with Jerry Halliwell?
Well, she's moving on now. She says she wants to go out with Brian Dowling.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know who that is. Did he invent wood?
No.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast. XFM.
We're looking for place names that are also usable as expletives this morning. That's all come about just because I thought Epping Forest sounded like a swear, which, to be fair, it does. 83936 for yours. Lot coming in. It's from Alan the cabbie. Oh, Eltham, I've left the gas on. This is from James as well. John, I listen to the XFM Breakfast Show every morning, and to be honest, you can be such an utter lady well at times.
Ooh, right in the chalfonts.
That's just rhyming slang.
Ooh.
That's not
is
the
it?
Rules. Chalfonts and Giles, piles.
Oh, right, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Right, honestly, in the Lambrook Grove.
Honestly, Matt, I've never, till I met you, I'd never met a bigger Haynault in all my life.
John, you're such a Banstead.
That was Jack in sync up, by
Dave
the way.
Dave is a pain in the Epsom, and you're also a leatherhead. That's from Neil in Coulsdon.
Thank you.
Neil in Coulsdon.
Coulsdon, you Coulsdon.
I've got a place named Tourette's. Coulsdon.
Paul in Kingston's driving this morning, and oh, I hate this Effingham Junction. There's a lot of, I had actually no idea that you could swear with place names quite so well as this. We haven't to read them quite carefully, I have to say. That's why we went silently, so going, okay, interesting. Some of them are, even though they're just place names, they still sound unbroadcastable. It's a bit weird, isn't it? Yeah. If you end up saying any of these in the travel in a minute... I'm just going to be giggling through it. Everyone's just going to be
travel
going...
just a nightmare now.
I mean, if someone's got a problem in their black wall tunnel, you know, that's just going to be...
Exactly.
Yeah. Broadcastable. Morden Bennett, this text's rubbish. first time text for that, thank you very much. Yeah.
You're all talking out your Colney Hatch. Paul in Canvey Island.
Woking hell, this text is brilliant, says Rick.
You lot are asking for a kick in the elephant in castles.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast.
XFM.
This is XFM Breakfast. I'm John Holmes. Matt's got the news.
Brian May has revealed details about a new song that is part of his campaign against the badger cull. This was the first one.
Oh no!
Badger, 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 badger. The new one is called Badger Swagger. The new one called Badger Swagger features Slash on guitar, Massive Attack Shara Nelson and Sir David Attenborough. No word of a lie, no word of a lie.
Made that up.
Under the name The Artful Badger and Friends.
Have you got it?
The track is available to download from this morning. I have not yet downloaded
it. Do it immediately.
That was Brian Blessed on the first single.
We've got to download that.
We have to.
That's our record of the week, and I haven't even heard it yet. By the way, we've just got Badger Swagger.
We've got Badger Swagger by the Awful Badger and Friends.
So remind us again.
Slash on guitar, Shara Nelson from Massive Attack, presumably doing vocals, and a guest appearance from Sir David Attenborough.
Got it. This is how fast we move. We've got it. Here it is. Some things are like dynamite. Wow!
It's not as good as the first one.
Play me that again.
In my opinion.
Yeah, you're probably right, actually.
No!
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast. XFM.
On XFM Breakfast, good morning, it's 20 to 10. And the sound of a man clearing his throat there. Not just any man, the mighty Miles Kane. Welcome to XFM Breakfast.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm very good, mate.
You know? You all right with the throat there? You all right? Bit of clearing going on there?
Yeah, I'm all right. Yeah.
Good, good. Yeah. So, have you done breakfast yet? Have you eaten anything yet? Or,
No, I haven't. Just had a coffee.
Coffee. Not even one of your mum's bacon sandwiches, Miles? Come on.
Well, if she was down here, I would.
What are they like? Because now, I mentioned this because the front cover of the new album, of course, is you pictured in front of... is it your mum and your aunt?
Was me nan's butchers, and it was where I used to work as a kid. In the summer holidays, and it's where they still, work there now.
Yeah, it's a great, but I'm used to standing in front of it, and they're in the shot, in the background.
Yeah, they're my mum, my auntie, so they're absolutely buzzing off
it. I bet they are.
Yeah. Like, they've had people going in the stalls saying, can you get Miles to sign this?
Can you sign this bit of bacon for me?
Yeah.
Your cider beef, sign that.
It's all good, man.
It's great, And does your mum, do they make the best bacon sandwiches going? I mean, they've got to be experts.
Truck
with vegetarianism.
There's none of that going on there, mate.
When you used to work there, what did you have to do?
I was probably more daydreaming than working, to be fair. But I don't know, it's tough work what they do, They're strong women.
In all senses of the word at them.
Very strong women. It's a tough old job in at 6 a.m. You know what I mean?
Tell me about it. I get in here at six in the morning and I have to
It's exactly
with
like
Matt Dyson. It's basically
like
a side of meat on legs. Look at him.
Pretty much.
You know, strong women, mate.
Good. Listen, it's brilliant to see you. Good to have you coming in, of course.
Thank you.
We're really pleased that you did. Very quickly about the album, just a little bit about it. What can we expect from? What are the standout moments for you? What are the bits on it that we should be going?
Well, it was just such a pleasure to make this record.
Yeah.
And it was just, it's a record to go out there and play live, what I mean? And when we play, we're on this tour at the minute, and these tunes are just so direct and... it's such an upbeat record, what I mean? That it's just an absolute pleasure to play live, and the whole process of it, in the studio, we were thinking that of live, and all the vocal takes I had, it was imagining singing them on the stage, all those little, those real moments.
I guess that changes the way you record it as well, doesn't it, really?
Yeah.
If you are having
and
that.
And, I love all like those old Motown records, stuff like that, and in between vocals, it'd be like, row, or screams, like you do live.
There were a couple of little screams in there we enjoyed.
You know what I mean? I love all those things, like Jagger would do or something, and we captured all that on the record, as well. Like, not, we didn't, you know, everything these days has to be so proper, and it's like,
yeah,
yo, you've got to do your vocal 20 times, we'll pick the best thing for the first verse and stuff like that. And with this, we just wanted to keep it real, and if there was those little moments, we left them in there, you know what I mean? Yeah. So when you listen to it, it feels like, wow, you know, you're there, sort of thing.
Yeah, no, I think, I've seen you live, and I mean, brilliant. And, you know, I mean, you just see you enjoy doing it live. Yeah. That's the kind of point, isn't it?
You know, it's why I'm here.
It's really, what you're doing. You know? Yeah. Listen, it's brilliant to have you in. Of course, you're playing Dingwalls this Friday in London. Nod if you agree. Good.
Yes, sorry. I forgot we're on radio.
Thought
we were on Parkinson.
People make that mistake all the time with me.
I know. Those eyes, mate.
And the fact that I keep touching your knee. Finsbury Park as well, supporting Stone Roses. Saturday.
That's right. Yeah.
Fantastic.
And also on Saturday night as well, we're doing this like a secret gig. Well,
it's not now, is it?
It's not now, but in the Queen of Hoxton at midnight.
Oh, amazing.
In my mate's night, this feeling. So there that's going to be a... That'll be fun, mate.
That's exclusive. Good. Yeah. Miles, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you very much.
To Miles Kane on XFM.
Oi, oi.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast. XFM.
I don't know whether you heard this. The other day, Ian Canfield was talking about Howard Stern's radio programme in America, and he played a clip of Howard Stern when he had Courtney Love on. It sounded like this. Can you play this out?
She's been hanging out in New York on Howard Stern's radio show.
The Nirvana business is cursed money. You've said it many times.
I said it to you probably first.
Right, you did.
There we go. In camp for playing clip out, talking about Howard Stern, playing clips of Howard Stern out. But it's absolutely fair enough, because Howard Stern, in America, always continually playing clips of Ian Canfield.
I can't even figure out what's going on with Ian.
See, I'm like a mind reader, and because I can read minds.
Here's another one.
Doctor Who, was it really rubbish in the 80s?
All right, Ian.
Tweeting a link to that amusing piece of work at XFM now.
Ian likes it.
Eat World and the White Stripes coming next.
That's a hero. There you go.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast. XFM.
I was out at the Glamour Women of the Year.
Were you?
I thought, you know, I might as well go along.
Yeah.
So some of these events really pass on the chat. Yeah. Let me tell you, Frankie from the Saturdays was there.
Oh, go on.
She's got a new hairdo.
Yeah.
She swapped her trademark short crop for flowing locks.
Ooh.
With the help of hair extensions, I might add. The Saturdays picked up best band at the ceremony. But the group...
You know a lot about this, really.
The group told me on the red carpet that there's only ever one Woman of the Year for them.
I think for us it's all of our mums. They really look after us, so definitely those. Yeah, the mums.
Mum, definitely mother, 100%. She's my woman of life.
Yeah, well, Norman Bates said that, didn't he? Come on.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, there was an Edison Special Award.
You're still wearing your frock as well, mate. You look beautiful, mate.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah. I stayed at work.
Yeah, you look lovely.
The Editor's Special Award went to Jesse J for most annoying...
Well, the editors were there as well. they got to do with women?
I don't know why they're involved. It's weird, yeah.
So they sponsored an award, did they?
It's weird, yeah.
Amazing.
And they're a big fan of Jesse J.
The
former Brit school rude girl who spins around in a chair.
I don't know.
And gets increasingly annoying.
Does
every
she?
Time I see her.
What's
But she shaved her hair, isn't she mad? She shaved her hair off, she? John.
Well,
she shaved all her hair. She looks quite good, doesn't she, John? No! I don't care if she shaved her hair off.
Well, you seem to be going on about it quite a lot. For a man who doesn't care, you're quite emphatic about that.
Frankie's what is the hair, Jesse J's hair.
What's
hair
with you and hair
it's
today?
It's this feature. It's doing my head in. Taking over my life. I get sent to the Glamour Awards. I have to speak to people on the red carpet. Like Mylene Klass, Jesse J.
Did you ask for a go on her breast milks?
I didn't, no.
Oh, well, there you go.
Man of the Year at the awards day was Daniel Radcliffe.
Was it?
Yeah.
Right.
It's an unusual choice, isn't it, I suppose, for 2013, but a fair play to him.
He really is getting to it. Right, we've got to stop this. This has to stop now. Max, Dave, just take him out for a lie down, because this really has just gone too far.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast. XFM.
What we like to do on occasion when we play that band is take a little bit of time out
dragons, to imagine some dragons of our own, and we find it, if you haven't heard this before, we find it to be a very relaxing way of starting your day, so it's fitting that we do it here on Breakfast. And you know, maybe you've got a busy day ahead and you just want to take a little bit of time to yourself, a little quiet time before the day begins proper, and just steel yourself for that. So then we find a good way to ease yourself in is to imagine dragons. And the best way to do this is to close your eyes, whatever you're doing now. Breathe deeply. Just imagine dragons. It's a very relaxing thing to do. Close your eyes. If you're in the kitchen holding a spoon or something, put the spoon down and put your head, rest your head on your bowl of cereal just for a minute. And don't do this if you're driving, obviously, we have to say that. Just take a moment to imagine some dragons. It's probably very relaxing. What dragon are you imagining, Matt? What dragon?
Oh, why, it's Bonetail.
Yeah.
Bonetail the dragon.
Bonetail the dragon.
End of level baddie on Paper Mario, the Thousand Year Door. Remember that?
It's a very strong dragon to imagine.
Yeah. One of the toughest opponents you could face.
Yeah.
In the pit of 100 trials.
I'm imagining the, one of the dragons from, Anne McCaffrey's set of novels. I'm imagining those dragons, and it transpired, I think, later in the novels, that the dragons had been bioengineered from indigenous lizards. And
is that a plot spoiler?
Oh yeah, it might be. Actually.
Sorry.
Yeah, but my imagination has no boundaries, man.
Yeah,
so
no,
I can't,
well, it's, just go with it, man.
And they imprint on humans, those dragons, shortly after hatching in a process known as impression. And that's based on the sexual preference as well for the dragons, as whether one is a masculine or an effeminate. That's how the human race is divided up, and the dragons will impress upon them as part of the... And they're also telepathic, the dragons, in that as well.
Whoa. Right. Don't need to read the book now.
Not really, no. What dragon are you imagining, Dave? What dragon have you got?
This one comes from Egyptian mythology, actually.
That's John. Good. Good.
Yeah. Ekeku.
Bless you.
Thank you. Ekeku. Very little has actually been recorded on this creature, as we know, but it is said to be a drake-like, semi-supernatural being in the folklore of Egypt. I'm not too sure how you are semi-supernatural.
It's when you're not fully...
you're just halfway.
Supernatural. Oh,
stops halfway.
Yeah, you're basically halfway supernatural. On the way to being fully supernatural.
Yeah. But maybe your dad was supernatural, but your mum wasn't.
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
Is that how it works?
I think that's what I'm getting at, yeah.
Right.
You have to apply the Mull of Kintyre rule to the dragon. To work out whether or not that's happening.
And European travellers, of course, have carried it over into European folklore as well, so it's now worldwide folklore.
Of course they have, yeah.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast. XFM Music News.
And available in the studio right now with Music News, it's everybody's favourite news guy. It's Matt Dyson.
So that's a festival update. We're getting very close to festival season now, aren't we? It's pretty much upon us.
It is.
In Manchester.
It looms, mate. It looms.
The Parklife Festival is happening in Manchester this weekend at the Heaton Park.
Is it?
Moving from the Platts Field to Heaton Park.
Platts Field. There's a lot going on in Manchester.
A
lot going on in Manchester
this
weekend,
isn't it? Field, yeah.
A lot going on in Manchester this weekend. I'm going to Manchester.
Oh, are you? Yes. Oh, you're going to see. Oh, yeah.
I'm going to. I think it's the gig of the year.
The music that you listened to as a child in your uncle's Rover. Someone put it the other day. Emo McGrunge.
It's not emo or McGrunge. It's not emo or grunge, is it?
No, it's not.
It's classic heavy metal.
Uncle's Rover. Isn't it?
It's a bit Uncle's Rover, but yeah. But I'm going to the big gig at the Man City Ground, Dave.
Oh, yeah.
The Man City Ground. Aren't they playing their sold out stadium gig? That's how big they are. I'm going to a great gig.
The Horrors, the Maccabees.
We haven't said who it is.
No, you're not going to say who it is.
He's not said who it is. It's Bon Jovi.
Oh, God.
Obviously.
Well, I wasn't going to say that.
Are you allowed to say that? Are we allowed to say that?
What, that he's off to see Bon Jovi?
Well, I think so.
It's a guilty pleasure. What can I say? I know all of the words to the 9-minute long song Dry County. I know all of those words.
Yeah, so in Manchester, in Manchester, yeah, where the cool kids are, the everything you're playing, the Maccabees, Johnny Marr,
they got a nine minute song about the oil crisis in America. No, they haven't.
Glastonbury, meanwhile, have launched their own free official mobile phone app. It will help you get around when you're there with an interactive map, and it'll tell you who's playing where and when, and it will have all the latest news for you as well.
It's good, isn't it?
Details on the website xfm.co.uk. Meanwhile, tickets for the Isle of Wight Festival are selling for £55 less than face value on some websites. It hasn't sold out yet. There's only a week to go until the festival, which was features the Stone Roses, the Killers, and Paul Weller.
This is the Isle of Wight Festival?
Yeah.
Oh, because there's a good headline there on the Sunday, isn't there?
Yes, I believe.
Who's headlining the Isle of Wight Festival on the Sunday?
That maybe this is why it hasn't sold out.
I know, I don't think so.
Who's the wrong headliner?
Who's headlining?
Bon Jovi
headlining the Isle of Wight.
Are you sure they've sold out on Saturday, John?
It might be just me.
Yeah, they're going to start when you get there.
It might be just, because I think Star Sailor are supporting. So it might be just me and a Star Sailor fan. That might be just two of us.
Weather. More uninterrupted sunshine today, staying dry with a high of 20.
Why are you wearing your shorts again?
Yes, it is.
They're the same pair of shorts.
No, they're a different pair.
They're not.
They were yesterday, they were black. These are dark blue. I mean, I can't say any more than you that.
All right.
And when I went to the Glamour Awards last night.
Yeah, I bet they went down a storm.
I thought I'd better wear my smart shorts.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast. XFM.
XFM Breakfast then. Hello, I'm John Holmes. Will and Jaden Smith sitting right in front of me now. I'm going to come right out and say it, right, because I've seen this film, right? You are the worst parent in the history of parenting.
Yeah, there were questionable parenting choices in this movie. I admit that.
Yeah, did you take that from real life? What's he like? Come on, what's the, you know, how method were you going here?
it was actually beautiful. We shot in Costa Rica.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, you know, putting my son into a river where there's we need crocodile divers. There were actual croc divers under the water because there were crocodiles. So, you know, I mean, yeah.
Come on, what parent hasn't done that to their kid? Come on. Listen, I've got you a present, right? Because obviously, I know in America, when father and son bond, it's all about baseball mitts and throwing stuff in the backyard, right? But I wanted to bring you the British version of that because I felt bad. I felt bad for you, Jaden, if I'm brutally honest with you, because, you know, he treated you really badly. Yeah. So, what I've got, look, I've got you, and you can take this away with you.
Okay.
Right? I've got you cricket.
Cricket?
Right? So, I've got you a cricket bat.
Love that. A cricket bat.
Cricket bat, right? And that's that's a protective box for your downstairs area, right? And a cricket ball. Because I thought if I can help with your bonding in any way, right, in the future, then I want to say I brought you guys closer together at some point.
No, I feel closer already.
Me too.
Yeah.
So
seriously.
How come he gets the protective cup and I don't get one?
I figured that would be the right way to do it. I figured that'd be fair, wouldn't it?
For him to get me back for some of the things I did.
Exactly right. Yeah,
I get that.
Yeah, good. So look, let's cut to the chase, Jane. Right? What's he like as a dad? What's he like really in real life? No Hollywood spin here. Like as a dad?
Come on. He's pretty smart and stuff.
No, that. Come on. I don't want that. I want the. Come on. When did you last tell you off?
Maybe when I was like, I don't know. Probably when I was like 7.
Okay.
Pursuit of happiness.
Pursuit of happiness when you fell asleep when we were in the scene. You fell asleep on my acting.
You didn't care. You didn't care about that even. He didn't even really... No, I'm really fascinated by this.
Yeah, well, the cricket box.
Yeah. You're playing with a cricket box.
Yeah, it's not... Don't put that on your face. That's not what that's for. Just to warn you.
I hope it's a new one.
Although it is clean. Yeah, you're fine. No one's been wearing that. You're absolutely cool. Okay, I want to... I'm going to ask you parenting advice then, because this is... Going to work with your son must be an amazing thing.
That is fantastic.
It's like a permanent take your kid to work day. I mean,
he was 13 when we did it.
Really?
You know? So there's something really mythological about the father. You take your 13-year-old son off into the jungle of Costa Rica, you know. So
throw him in with the crocodiles.
Throw him into the crocodile pit, you know. it was really special. I think, you know, I grew up in a family business. My father owned a family business also, so I'm used to working with my brothers and sisters and uncles and all of that. So as strange as it may sound, entertainment actually is our family business.
That's what I was going to say, because you like Story by Will Smith, you produce this stuff, you know, and it is, you're drawing, it's like a cottage industry. Are you taking over the world, Will Smith? And,
you know,
this is a Smith family thing.
I'm struggling to just take over my house right now. So I can keep that in check. The world is next.
I'm going to
going to ask you about Justin Bieber, because I know you supported him when he was at the O2.
Yeah.
Here in London. And that was when he was came on stage late and everything. You remember he came out late and then there was a lot of hoo-ha in the press. What was he doing? Why was he late? What were you...
It wasn't late.
Come on.
We were standing there and Justin Bieber, 2 hours late. That is not
45 seconds before you're supposed to go off.
No, that was blown way out of proportion.
Yeah. Good answer. Yeah. Diplomatic. I like that.
No, it was the truth. I was there.
I'm going to ask you about your music career as well, of course. Mm-hmm. And I know, obviously, we just talked about Justin, so, you know, you've got your music as well. How do you juggle the two? Is there one that's more important? Do you flip between the two quite easily? Because you've just done some stuff with Kanye West.
Yeah, I've been sniffing around it. I record at home, so I have... things that I've never really... Why is that funny?
Yeah, why are you laughing about
it? It's just like he's asking you if you jump back and forth. You haven't released an album in like 5 years.
But it's just that he records at home, you see.
That's funny. No one's ever said that before.
It's like, dude, I'm not jumping back and forth. He's like jumped in movies and doesn't touch mute.
Just swam just down in there.
With the crocodiles.
Yes, crocodiles.
Now, you know, I might mess with something. Kanye's been pushing me.
Yeah.
We've been in the studio a couple of times.
Good.
We've been, you know, messing around, but nothing to get excited about yet.
My excitement is gone. I won't need the cricket box. listen, it's great to talk to you. Thanks very much for coming in. Enjoy those.
Thank you.
Enjoy the cricket.
You're going to literally thoroughly enjoy this.
It's a cricket box. Don't go that far, Jane, honestly. Yeah. But no, but do enjoy on behalf of us. And I hope it just brings you closer together. If I could have done that.
Thank you, man. Right. No, it definitely has already.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast. XFM.
In the latest war of words between the Gallagher brothers, Liam is now saying that he thinks Noel was plotting the end of Oasis for years. He's made the claims in The Independent. BDI are going to be on the XFM Breakfast Show on Monday morning talking to John the day their second album, B, is released. It comes as some supermarkets are planning to cover an exposed female nipple that features on the front of the album.
It does as well, doesn't it?
They put a sticker over it.
It's just a woman lying down.
Yeah.
And she does have a nipple on show, it is true.
It does indeed, yes. But it will be covered in supermarkets. They're going to put a sticker over it.
Sorry, when you said her breast will be covered in supermarkets, I just thought, but you know, perhaps it's just going to, there's going to be a Tesco here. And I mean, Tesco do get everywhere, don't they? To be fair to them.
Yeah,
so I suppose they've done all towns, all small. So I suppose Tesco opening a branch on a woman's breast is probably the next thing for them.
That's true, yeah. Every nipple helps.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast. XFM.
Oh no, that's when you really take all the week's broadcasting and put it together like that, it really is funny, isn't it?
It's a podcast gold.
I mean, it really, that was that was excellent. Did you actually listen to it, Dave?
Not the actual podcast.
Did you listen to any of that?
I listened to that bit in 60 seconds, John. In 60 seconds, I listen to that bit sometimes.
Right, but other than that,
not the whole thing. No.
Then why am I making it? No one else listens to it.
I'm sure someone does somewhere.
Well, it's a bit, you know, no one listens to this podcast, right? Just you, Alex. But you know, it's there to teach you how to make a thing, isn't it?
It's all just been a dream, isn't it? It's going to wake up.
Yeah,
nightmare. Oh,
it was all just a dream. You got to do another one next week, though.
If you like this podcast, why not check out some of the other great ones available to download at xfm.co.uk.
XFM.
Josh Widdicombe.
I am joined, as always, by...
Producer Neil.
Yeah? We came up with a catchphrase for you last week. I've forgotten what it was.
Morning.
There it is. Brilliant. It really works. I can't believe you haven't pulled out yet, have you?
I have.
You have? I didn't clock it.
No.
Oh. You pulled out with such hope in your eyes, I imagine. I just ploughed on all over you. You went, morning, let's see how this goes. Didn't notice.
Music that rocks.